It's a success and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, there's still two different parshas in Eretz Yisrael. It's Parshas Balak, and in Chutz La'aretz, in America, it's Parshas Chukas. And it's funny because a lot of times Chukas Balak does come together. However, this year it doesn't. But again, we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. Last week, we spoke about Zois Chukas HaToyro, the idea of Parah Aduma. And again, I went to a Friday night drusha, the same thing like we spoke about. Amazing. The Ayastakasha, what do you mean? Rashi says, Parah Aduma, as we're taught as little children, Parah Aduma, the red heifer, is a chok. We don't fully get it. What happens? It makes someone, the Kohen becomes Tamei, and the person becomes Torah, becomes pure. We don't get it. And Rashi says it's Gzeres HaMelech, but then he gives a reason. And as we explained last week, the Emunah, step one is the Emunah in Hashem. But again, Parshas Chukas is so jam-packed. So much to do. And we read about the story of Moshe and Aaron and hitting the rock. And it's a perplexing story because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi, the greatest leader that ever lived, wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael for the sin of hitting the rock. And there's a major machlokas we've shown him of what was that sin. It says again, Parachov, Pasuk Yedbeis, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe V'Aaron, Ya'an lo'emantem, bilak tisheni lebnei Yisrael. That we have this idea that they're not following you. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to take the stick and I want you to speak to the rock. I don't want you to go hit the rock. I want you to speak to the rock. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he went to go hit the rock. Now, what was the problem? Says Rashi, you know what the problem was? Is that he didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. He didn't sanctify Hashem's name. Comes along the great Ramban, the great Nachmanides, 1194 to 1270, the great Ramban. And he says, Rashi, I don't understand what you're saying. Kiddush Hashem, what's the difference between whether hitting the rock or speaking to the rock? That's still a Kiddush Hashem. And furthermore, when you usually have a stick, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a stick to go to Mitzrayim and show Klal Yisrael the Simonim, he hit it to show. So why would Moshe think not to hit the rock? And the Ramban does not understand Rashi. And then the Ramban brings down the famous opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Shmoneh Prakim, his idea in Pirkei Avos. He has a whole parish, so many parishim of the Rambam. Again, Mishnah Torah, the 14 books that he codified, the Gemaras, and we have Parish Mishnayis. He took all the Mishnayis and he gave his own explanation. So rich, so much Torah from the Rambam. And the Rambam writes, you know what the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu was? He had kas. He was angry. And we know that the Rambam says in Perek, in Hilchos Deos, he says that you always need to go the middle path. You always got to go in the middle, except for two things. The idea of gaiva, being haughty, and the idea of kas. So what's this machlokes? What's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam? Question one. Question two, we get to Parshas Balak. And we know that they want to go and they want to curse the Jews, us. How we have power with our speech, power with our tefillahs. And as we all know, Balak goes and he hires such a great sorcerer, Bilam. And Bilam is going to go out and he's going to go curse Klal Yisrael. And there's a very interesting Mishnah. It's funny, I started giving shir today in NC Swai Kolel, and I found my little Pirkei Avos, August 17th, 1998, my madrich, Dov Emerson, who's very big in the chinuch world, he gave me a little Pirkei Avos. So I told my boys, really, it's nothing to do with anything, but it's nice, because I use the Pirkei Avos, but it is, because it's related to our parasha. And there's a very famous Mishnah. Mishnah tells us in Perek, hey, Mishnah Yates, Kol mi sheyesh v'yado shloshet dvarim halalu, Mitalmido shel Avraham Avinu. If you have these three things, you're a Talmud of Avraham. Ushlosh Dvar Machiner, Mitalmidum shel Bilam Arasha. You're a Talmud of Bilam. Ayin Toiva, a good eye. The Ruach Nemoicha, and you have a spirit that is low, v'nefesh shvela, and you're humble. And if you want to be a Talmud of Bilam, Ayin Ra, the Ruach Gavoh, the opposite, you have a bad eye, you're very haughty. And the obvious question is, what's this comparison? Avraham Avinu, one of the greatest tzaddikim, started our nation with Bilam HaRasha. What's the Mishnah saying? A comparison? What kind of comparison is that? Question two. Question three. We know that some people have a minhag that when they get into shul, they say, Ma tov alecha Yaakov Mishnah secha Yisrael. One of the brachas, and we know that Bilam, again, he tried cursing Klal Yisrael, and Hashem changed it, found in Perek of Galit Pasuk Hey. Ma tov alecha Yaakov, right? Maybe people come into shul and they start breakdancing to Yaakov Shweki, Ma tov alecha Yaakov, maybe that. Or they just go to Pashit. Ma, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. So, but you're supposed to say it. And the obvious question is it's from Bilam HaRasha. That's the Pasuk. That's the Pasuk you're going to take. Again, not everyone says it. Some people are running so late, they don't say anything. But when you go into the base Medrash, Matov Alecha Yaakov, that's the Pasuk from HaRasha. Why that Pasuk? So again, three questions like we always do. Question one, hitting the rock. The Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu got punished because why? He had kas. Rashi says that it was Kiddush Hashem. The Rabban says, what do you mean? What's the difference between hitting and talking to the rock? Question two, is the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos a comparison between Avraham and Bilam? What is that comparison? And lastly, why the Pasuk of Matov Alecha Yaakov is what we say when we come into shul. So what's the Yisoid? What's the foundation point? So Rav Osher Weiss, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, writes beautiful Svarim in the Parsha, article translated into English, amazing. Rav Osher Weiss says, beautiful, he says, you know what Rashi could say back to the Ramban? Ramban, I hear your questions. You have good questions on me. But it's not just a din in the Kiddush Hashem. It's a din in being obedient to Hashem. Hashem says one thing, and then Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron go and they decide to do something else. Maybe it's not necessarily, because what is Kiddush Hashem? As we spoke about last week, and we speak about all the time, is that Kiddush Hashem means that you do the Ratzon of Hashem. You do His will. That all I want to do is connect to you, Hashem. And again, we have those direct roots. You know how you're going to connect to Him? You're going to follow His will. How are you going to follow His will? You're going to follow His ways. Afuchanin afatachanun. Just like the Gemara tells us in Sota, and Daf Yedalid, that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu clothes Adam and Chava, so too we help other people. Mahuchanin afatachanun. The Ribbono Shel who gives us so much, but He says, I'm going to give you the DNA, how to make it as a Yid. I'm going to give you the Torah, but I need you to be obedient. I need you to follow it. Not just because based on your logic. Like we were speaking about last week, a Parah Aduma. The idea is that not in your logic. It's very interesting, the Sefer Achinuch. I saw the Hakdama. The Hakdama says that we know the Sefer Achinuch. We don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer Achinuch. One of the Gedolim Rishonim. It's very interesting throughout the whole Sefer Achinuch. He's talking to his son at his bar mitzvah drushes. And he's saying this mitzvah and this. But he says, Tameh mitzvos doesn't mean the tam, the taste. Because the mitzvahs we're doing is to get to Ratzon Hashem. So says Rav Osher Weiss, you know, Rashi would answer back to the Ramban. The whole idea of Kiddush Hashem is being obedient. And that's where Moshe and Aaron messed up. What about the Rambam? So I remember a little while ago, a couple of years ago, my uncle Gedalia Bamzer, my uncle, he wrote me an email. We were talking about this. And he said, listen, Klal Yisrael, they're acting, this is the 40th year in the Midbar. They're being bad. They're doing bad things over and over again. Just learn your lesson. How can Moshe Rabbeinu, who is their leader, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Pe Medaber Bo, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah of Hashem. But how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get fed up with them? Come on. Like, come on, stop. Stop acting that way. And it's a good point. And the Gemara in Baba Kama says that these great tzaddikim, again, beyond our intellect, but these great tzaddikim, they are measured to chut ha'sara, that every single little thing they got judged for. But what's the idea of kas? And again, kas, everyone can work on kas, although you're not allowed ever to have kas, but it's easier said than done, as we all know. Obviously, I never get angry, don't ask my kids, kas v'shalom, right? But again, kas is hard. But what's the kas? Why? Why is it so hard? So I'll tell you a story. We love stories. So I happen to be, again, right now, my father, my parents, right, they don't have to show, and they have a car, and when they go back to America, I'm able to use it, tzaddikim. So, but normally I'm a bus guy, right, Kiryat Ahara, me and my wife, a bunch of children, you know, you can't put everyone in the car, it'd be like a clown car, I don't have a bus, you go on the bus. So, there are times that I'm always going on the bus, and no one, first of all, people who have cars have no clue what I'm saying, and they think, no, I do, you don't, because there's an amazing thing about buses. The worst feeling is to miss that bus by a second. You're running. You see people running. You see like a 150-year-old lady just running as fast as she can to get that bus. It's crazy. People are pounding on the windows. Make sure it stops. You know, I told my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz, I said, listen, Dad, the worst feeling is to miss, but he's in New York City, subways. Miss it by a second. Again, subways come maybe a little more frequently than buses, but I told him, just walk quickly. Even if you're not there, just walk quick. I remember once walking with a guy, and all of a sudden, I'm like, let's go. He's like, what do you mean? Where are we going? So I'm like, let's go. Let's make the bus. He's like, there's no bus. So again, now we have to move it. You can see exactly when it comes, right? You have the radar guns. But I'm like, let's go. Let's go. He's like, where are we going? And I'm like, let's walk quick. We walk quickly. We made the bus by a second. It felt like $1 million, right? Could miss it. You have to wait an extra 20 minutes. No one wants to wait. But I remember one time, there was a bus, and I needed to get that bus. I live in Kibbutz Zev. Buses not as often, Yerushalayim, and I needed to get that bus, and I took off. I took off, and I knew I was going to make that bus. I knew it, right? I've taken a lot of buses. I knew I was going to make the bus. A little Rocky Balboa, and I was going, and I was going to make it, and then the bus passed by. But not only had he stopped, so I thought he was going to be a nice guy and let me on. He looks at me, I look at him, and then he just goes. And I thought to myself, this guy is not such a good guy. Again, maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's in a fight with his wife. No one knows anything. No one knows anything about anyone. But still, I was angry. And why was I angry? I was trying to analyze it, obviously, at that moment. I wasn't. You never could talk to someone when they're angry. Like, stop being, I'm not angry. Right? You're screaming, you're not being angry. But why was I angry? Because things didn't go my way. Things didn't, when a person gets angry, we get frustrated. Why is the person getting frustrated? Because things don't go my way. I'm in charge. And when things don't go my way, I get angry. But we know that we have to all control our anger. And it doesn't happen overnight. Little by little. I told my Bachram today, that one incident, one time a day, something doesn't go your way, just control yourself and say, it's min hashamayim. It's hard, because we get caught up in the moment. They tell a great story. There was a Rebbe in Cheder. And there are two boys in the back talking and schmoozing and having a good time, little boys. And he calls them up, and again, he was about to, again, back in the day, they used to hit. And again, we're having a whole chinuch here, if that's good, it's not good, but they used to hit. And he calls up the boy, and again, he felt anger. And he looks at the boy, and he controls himself. And a couple minutes later, he looks at the, he takes the boy, he's up, he's misbehaving again, and he looks at the boy, and again, he controls himself. And later on, the boy turns to him and says, Rebbe, I know I was misbehaving, and maybe I did deserve a patch, but how did you do it? And he said, you know, I could do it because I knew it was out of anger, and I'm not allowed to get angry. If I was trying to give you chinuch and it was for the right reasons, that's great. But I was angry at that time. And I needed to control myself. And you know what that little boy became? That little boy became Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He used to tell the story all the time. How the midas he gained from that Rebbe, that a person could get total control. And again, we don't fully understand what the Rambam means of the kas. But we see a big mussar that we can learn. Is that everyone can work on their anger. Things don't always go for everyone. No one's Hashem. But if we work on our anger, if we show ourselves that we are in control, that is such a high level. So now, what's this comparison? What's this comparison between Avram and a Bilam? It doesn't make sense. So we know that Bilam, the Umas HaOlam, the non-Jew said, it's not fair. You have such great Nevi'im, you have such great people. It's not fair that you're not giving us anyone. So Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to give you Bilam. Bilam, the wizard, the genius. And he is going to be your guy. That is. But what happened with Bilam? Ayin Ra. He looked at it the wrong way. He looked at it's all about me, right? We learn about the Ason. Everyone knows about the talking donkey. You know, nowadays, we're getting closer and closer. You know, my father was one of involved in the Watson Project, got talking computers, and we don't even know what's going to be 20 years from now. Again, we got the cars driving without anything. But if a donkey starts talking to you, be careful. You know what I'm saying? So, but what happened? The donkey started talking to Bilam, and Bilam didn't budge. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, you see how someone is so stuck in their ways that they don't even budge. And says the Svarna, sometimes we're so stuck in our ways and we don't budge. We don't realize that we're stuck in our ways. That's why we don't budge. But we see from Abilam, he had Ayin Ra. He looked at it the wrong way. He was a great wizard. But he flipped it. You know, Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Zayin that there was one point of the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let out all of his kas, whatever this means. And 1 second, that's why Bilam, it keeps on saying he needed to see, because he had 1 second. And Tosfos says over there, what could he have said? Kalem, Chaf Lamin Mem, Chaf Lamin Kalem, destruction, one word, looks at the Jews, Kalem. Says Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daftalim Abeis, you know, Kalem, switch it, Melech. If Bilam was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as the destructive, but no, as the Melech, because Bilam, his eye was messed up. And Avram was the opposite. Avram always looked at things in a positive eye. Even imagine, you're told that you have to go slaughter your only son. Your son that's supposed to go in the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Again, he added Yishmael. But again, the continuity, and he's told he has to shecht him. And still, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, he didn't have any questions. Vayar, he could have said, this is crazy. All I'm told is that the nation, the Jewish nation, is going to be able to pick up and, right, Lazera, Zera Avraham. And now you want me to slaughter him. And nevertheless, by Yashkim Avraham, he did it. Ayin Toivo. Whatever Hashem says, I'm going to do. So, there is a good comparison. Because Hashem said, Bilam, I'm going to give you greatness, and you misused it. Avraham, I'm going to give you greatness, and you used it in the right way. And that's what we have to realize. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us such gifts, and we have to utilize and use it in the right way. A Bilam, a talking donkey, and he's telling you, stop doing it, and still, he goes and he does it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us all the time with different things. Sometimes my boyfriend will be like, listen, Rebbe, it's very hard to daven. I said, of course, it's a Gemara and Brachos. That people are mezalzel, it's so hard to daven. We're saying the same thing, and it's difficult. It's hard. The Gemara says it's hard. But we have to realize that we have the ability to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could talk to him about what he's given you, talk about things that you need. Everyone needs things. Thank him. And we have to learn. We have to learn from this to appreciate more. And that was the difference between a Bilam and an Avram. How does my eye look at it? So now why is it? You come into shul, maybe you know, hopefully you come into shul and you say, Ma toiv alecha Yaakov. If you don't do it now, we can start doing it. Maybe I'll say it tomorrow. Ma toiv alecha Yaakov. Why this? Why? So a couple answers. One answer, beautiful. We know sometimes when we're talking about people, we tend to exaggerate, right? We obviously are telling the truth, but we exaggerate on the truth. But guess what? Bilam's a goy. And if he says, look how great, Matovo Alecha, look how great these tents are, Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, look at these great, the Mishkan, the oil and a Mishkan, look how great they are. If it's coming from a guy, you know it's MS. You know it's true. Says Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer, I'll give you another pshat. The reason why Klal Yisrael has been the continuity of Klal Yisrael, which we say all the time, the nations of the world want to destroy us. We see it again and again and again. But Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has given us His Torah, have given us the words of Chazal. And it's amazing. Matoy v'alecha Yaakov mishkenasecha Yisrael. You have a tent. You go and you shtai. You grow in your Torah. Each person according to what he can do. And again, we all can push ourselves in different levels. If a woman wants to go say Tehillim, if a man wants to go say Tehillim, again, there's so many things. Push yourself a little more. We all could do it. But it's step, the Torah, the mitzvos. But then it's Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, our shuls, the place of bringing the Shekhinah in. Kriyas HaTorah, davening as a tzibor, because when you daven as a tzibor, there's so much power. So because when we're coming into shul, we're saying, this is what keeps us going. Matov Alecha Yaakov, the oil, the tent of the Torah, Mishkan Asecha, the Mishkan of, the Beis Knesset. So I think these are the Yisoidis. The Yisoidis are, we have to work on our anger. The more, again, one time a day, things don't go your way. One time a day, your spouse says something not nice to you, Chas v'shalom, but sometimes everyone's human, and you bite your tongue and you don't say anything. You don't get angry. One time, your kids are driving you berserk. Obviously not me, my parents are listening. And you just don't say anything. You don't get angry. We all could work on that, because when you show that you're in control of that, A, the idea like Rashi White says about Rashi, obedient to Hashem, because he says you're not allowed to get angry. Imagine Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Musar, the great Gadol HaDor. What could have happened if he got hit from the Rebbe? Who knows? But the Rebbe controlled himself with his anger. So we all could work on that level. However, once a day, twice a day, there are a lot of things going on. What's the difference between a Bilam and an Avram? Avram took his eye and he looked at the good. He saw Hashem in everything. And Bilam, who was given the Koyach, and nevertheless, he was an Ayin Ra. And why specifically, Matoy Olecha Yaakov? Because what keeps us going, what is the differentiation between us and the other nations of the world that have died out, is that we have the connection to Hashem, we have the connection to the Torah. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parsha. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Bullock, and in America, Parshas Chukas. And everyone should have a tremendous, tremendous Shabbos, uplifting, realizing how amazing these Parshas are. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parsha.